Choose Financial Freedom course by Nick True. Welcome to the first lesson. So here's the thing. Everything about money is totally up to you. How much you used to have, how much you currently have, how much you'll have in the future. It's totally your choice. But if you're like most people, then you've probably been upset about your finances before and started blaming others or a situation that you can't control. And that's fine, but none of that blaming is actually going to change the situation, even if it is true. Complaining about something doesn't actually help. The fact is, you only get one chance at this life, and the only way you can be successful is if you decide to be. But before you can start learning about how to choose financial freedom, first, we need to define what it is. How do you define financial freedom? Financial freedom could mean having enough in savings to comfortably retire. Or it could mean having enough so that you can quit your job and go travel for a while. Or maybe it means getting all of your student loans paid off so that the weight isn't hanging over your head. This is totally a personal thing. For many people, financial freedom is just about reaching a place where they feel at peace about their money and aren't constantly stressed about it. I want you to start thinking about how you currently feel about money and how you would like to feel. Does money make you feel worried, stressed, or confused? It's okay to feel that way. I've been there too. Heck, a lot of the time I'm still really stressed about it. It's hard not to be. But the first step to choosing financial freedom is deciding what that financial freedom looks like for you. For me, financial freedom means having enough money in savings and the income so that I can provide a comfortable lifestyle for my wife and I and not stress about every little purchase. What about you? Get specific here. When you're financially free, what would your life look like practically? Answer these. Where are you living? How often are you traveling? How much debt do you have? What size is your home? How often do you eat out? What kind of car do you drive? You have $2,000 in your rainy day account. You have a long-term savings account for those things that are replacement. You can pay all your bills with ease. And you can have regular family outings. And you can also financially help others in need. These are the kinds of questions I want you to think about when you are considering what financial freedom means to you. What does your life actually look like when you get there? Mapping out your money is all about making choices. After you get an idea of what your financial freedom means to you, it's much easier to start making choices that help you get there. People tend to think that being good with money means you're cheap or frugal. But that couldn't be further from the truth. A cheap person refuses to pay money for a high-quality product they desire, so they choose a lower-quality product that ends up costing more in the end. We all know this person. Often they're the ones who don't tip at restaurants or drive 30 minutes out of the way to avoid a $2 toll road. Cheap people don't have control of their money. Instead, their money controls them, and it often makes them rude and obnoxious. Mapping out your money is about choosing not to spend on things that don't really matter so that you can easily afford the things you do want. Sure, you can look for the bargains, but it's more about assessing whether or not you actually want or need something. It's about making a conscious decision to spend your money on the things that truly matter to you. The tough part is figuring out what really matters and what doesn't. You are in control and you can choose to succeed. Whether it's paying down debt, losing weight, getting a new job, or breaking a personal record, the most important thing is recognizing that you're in control. No one else is. It doesn't matter who your parents were, what home you grew up in, where you went to school, what grades you made, or how much money you have. It doesn't matter what the rules are, who your boss is, or what your competition does. You can't control any of that, so stop worrying about it. Going forward, the only thing you can do is to choose things that lead you closer to the life that you want. You've got to start believing that you are in control of your destiny and that you can choose to be financially free. Before you can start doing anything at all, first you must believe that it is possible. Here are a few people that agree. William Jennings Bryan, who's a politician and three-time Democratic Party nominee for President of the United States, said, "Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved." And Vince Lombardi, who is the coach of the Green Bay Packers, claiming 5 NFL championships in 7 years, said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will." And William Clement Stone, a businessman and author, said, "You always do what you want to do. This is true with every act. You may say that you had to do something or that you were forced to, but actually, whenever you do by choice. Only you have the power to choose for yourself." And Michael J. Fox, a famous actor diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, said, "I have no choice about whether or not I have Parkinson's. I have nothing but choices about how to react to it. In those choices, there's freedom to do a lot of things in areas that I wouldn't have otherwise found myself in." Whether you're dealing with a terrible sickness, have no family support, or are in debt up to your eyeballs, or just don't have any direction, you must believe that you can choose freedom. Freedom can be yours. You've just got to want it bad enough to go out there and to get it. The first step to financial freedom is believing you can choose it. 90% of people who go through this email course won't do anything with it. Am I being mean or skeptical? No, it's just the truth. When things get tough, we humans like to sit on the sidelines and not worry about it. We choose to do nothing because that's much easier than doing something. And choosing financial freedom isn't easy. Nothing that's worth it ever is. It's going to be a bumpy road and lots of ups and downs, but it's going to be worth it. So believe. Believe that you can actually choose freedom. Believe that it is really possible. Believe that in that 10% of people who actually take action. I want you to do 2 simple things. Get out a piece of paper and go back to the questions and answer them. And this is on the worksheet. What does financial freedom mean to you? And get specific. And what's holding you back from believing you can actually get that freedom? Write those down and keep them close. It will be important for the lessons to come. Everything else is built on how you answer these 2 questions. All right, that's it for the first lesson. Be on the lookout for lesson number 2, where we'll talk about your needs, wants, and really wants. Until then, I'll leave you with this quote from Dr. Seuss. "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own. You know what you want, and you are the one who'll decide where to go." Choose Freedom by Nick True. Also, in addition to this, if you can watch the video, Why Entitled People Will Always Be Poor.